Tonight you're tuning in to Look Manuscript, an improvised alternative story based on the thoughts of yesteryear. Tonight's story slash poem is A Visit from St. Nicholas, where we meet the family from last year or the family from every year celebrating that old holiday Christmas. That story is happening, but so is this one.
Was the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a nouse? Well, that can't be right. Children, come here, there's something wrong with my sight.
Yeah, hello, Father. What's up tonight?
Well, I thought I'd read this book, but if you take a look, the words I am seeing are not the words they are being.
Ah, father, here's your spectacles. Just go along and put them on, and then I will do the seeing for you.
You will read the book while I take a look? Oh, through my glasses. Wait, this hurts my asses.
Oh, Father, I got you with my first Christmas prank. Those aren't glasses at all. They're beef franks.
Beef franks on my eyes? Oh no, what a surprise.
Ah, Father, this the fun has just begun. You're ready after prank number... before prank number two comes. Prank number one, which I've done. It was the beef franks.
Well, my child, at pranking you're still new. When you wake up in the morning, you will be blue.
Oh, please, Father, you wouldn't dare smother me in the night with my mother's long hair?
I mean, that's the best kind of prank, if I say so, in a matter that's frank.
A prank where I die and you've committed childcide?
Of course. What better prank is there? I mean, it's either that or I put in your room a big old bear.
Oh, Father, come. We did that last year. Let's go on up to the roof and see if Santa is near.
Up on the roof at this time of night? I think it's quite cold and I'd have quite a fright.
Well, yes, to some it can be quite scary, but Don't worry too much about that. I've brought many canaries.
Now, what are those for? I mean, sometimes they fly out when I open the door.
Exactly, Father. That's the thing. You've heard of the canary in the coal mine. Well, this is the same thing.
The same thing, you say? Quite preposterous to see on such a day.
You may think it preposterous and wish it away. But look up on the roof and see no canaries do sway.
So are you saying that these birds will protect us from Santa Claus? 'Cause that would be wonderful, because...
Yes, exactly. Father, listen. The canaries are here, A, so we don't fall. B, they're on the roof, and they'll give a loud call.
That's wonderful. This year we will be ready for the man in red. He will think that we are asleep in our bed, but we will be on the roof, ready and aloof.
That's the plan, Father. Now please, up and away to the top of the rooftops, and then sort of on the top we'll lay.
Okay, son, we're up here and ready to prank Santa.
Yes.
First, I need to drink this orange Fanta.
Ah, Father, yes, another product placement. It's amazing you've fit it in here and not kept it in the basement.
I mean,
what wonderful drinks we have at Christmas time. It's either that or something that didn't rhyme.
It's true, you could have had an orange soda, but instead you've gone with a purple one that's colder.
All right, so now we have the pranks all laid on the roof. Then we will find a way to knock out Santa's tooth.
Yes, Father, we've got many trinkets and jacks and things on the ground. And then the soldiers up here, when we give a good pound, will shoot off the cannons and destroy the reindeer. And Santa will careen towards our house. And all he holds dear will come crashing down into our roof. And down the chimney he'll go. And then we'll run down the stairs and see if he's blown up.
And then we'll reach it in his mouth and take out his tooth. Then we will put it under a pillow. Again, quite aloof.
Excellent, Father. Plan two is in place. Once we get Santa's tooth, we'll get the tooth's fairy's niece.
I love it, son. Yes, I love it, son. I'm so proud of you. Today, we will make a man when Santa steps on this bag of doo-doo.
Step 1.5, the plan, Father. Excellent choice. The one where, instead of him dying, he just smells sort of moist.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, son, here he comes. Everybody, everybody, grab your guns.
Places, everyone. The fat man is near. Now, aim, steady, aim, and fire at the rear!
Oh, ho, ho, ho! All of my reindeer are dead! This is terrible! Everyone should be in bed!
Now, Father, he hasn't quite seen us. I think if we follow the plan, we'll be able to sort of sneak up upon him, and he still won't see us.
I am crashing here on this roof. I hope nobody steals my magical tooth.
Oh, it's so funny that Santa says tooth as well. I thought that was just something you did, Father. What the hell?
Son, he knows it's his source of magic and power. That's why he wouldn't want to give it, and he would put it in a tower.
Oh, dear Father, you might be right. He might be toothless on this, oh, holiest of nights.
When I crash, I hope my tooth doesn't fall out. It's the only thing that would make me pout.
Wait, Father, if you listen right quick, he might still have the tooth of Saint Nick.
It does sound like he has it on him. I think we need to find a way to take it from him.
I've got it, Father. You punch up his chin, and then the tooth will fly out from within.
Perfect. Saint Nick, it's me, your old friend, the guy who sold you the reindeer. I've come to help you, because I heard that you crashed here. Let me reach out my hand, and nothing mysterious will be in my hand. Oh,
here you go, old chap. Thanks for the reindeer again. I couldn't have done anything without that.
Of course, it was a buzzer. A powerful buzzer with the power of a taser. And I reach out and I punch you in the chin. Ha-ha, he's knocked backwards. Look at him.
And down the chimney Santa falls, his tooth staying on the roof as if it had been in a claw.
Quick, son, grab the pillow. We'll put it on top of the magical tooth pillow.
Sorry, Father, you lost me there. I've got the tooth and the pillow. What do you want from me here?
Sorry, son, my Fanta was quite spiked. I'm losing my ability to rhyme.
Oh, no, Father! Oh, Mother must have done something to your beloved soda. I can't believe it.
Ho, ho, ho! It was me who spiked your drink. That will be one on you to get one over on Santa, who always thinks.
Santa! Father! He's back on the roof! Please! Please don't hurt me, Santa! I don't need the tooth!
Use that tooth to call that fairy! I will knock him backwards all the way to Saturday.
All right, Santa, if you say so, here goes the tooth under the pillow.
Tooth Fairy, you're here for a battle. Well, it will take much of your power to fight me, Santa Claus.
Yes, Santa, hey, it's me. I usually don't appear on this day of days, but here I am because of your tooth. I have my ways.
Well, Tooth Fairy, put up your dukes, and we will have quite a fight. On tonight, the most magical of magical nights.
Die, Santa!
Tooth Fairy, no!
I will use all of my tooth fairying might to destroy old Saint Nicholas with a tooth fairy smite!
Oh!
Wait, Father, the tooth fairy's on our side?
And it appears he won.
I'm glowing with pride. Our plan worked.
And now, since he's won, he has to take over the mantle of Santa Claus.
Oh, he's coming over to us right now, Papa. What will he say?
Hey, it's me, the Tooth Fairy. I've destroyed old Saint Nick, and I'm here to bestow upon you his sort of shtick.
That's wonderful. I never thought I'd receive such a present. My only other wish is to be an int.
I can give you that as well, but first you must do for me the thing from the movie The Santa Claus, where he becomes Santa instead of the original guy, you see?
Well, that sounds great. I'll put on the clothes, and then I will go.
Goodbye. Thanks for visiting. Thanks for summoning me and defeating Santa Claus. It was a good plan, and I had no pause.
Perfect. What a wonderful night this has been. And now we will ride away to when else could there ever be that we would ride to? It would be tomorrow morning, and then, you know, we have to get everything done. Son, we have to go. Like,
I know. Yeah.
The night, I thought there'd be like a magical time slip thing that we could do.
Yeah, the reindeer aren't back or anything either.
Oh, God, we don't have the, we don't have the sleigh. This is too much stress.
I haven't checked the list once or twice.
Well, where's the tooth? Oh, we lost the tooth. I don't have the magic.
I think the tooth is okay.
But the Tooth Fairy took it.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
He fucked us.
Oh, God.
He fucked us, Dad.
And that's the story of the Christmas that wasn't. The Tooth Fairy won. And I don't know. It didn't end very pleasantly, I think.
No.
For a lot of kids. I don't know what house that kid was, but then nobody else got Santa gifts after that one.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's like, this year is kind of a mulligan, and then they'll get it and figure it out next year, but maybe not.
That's the one year where you asked for something. You're like, I want a big bike, like a big expensive bike, and your parents just didn't get it for you. And you were like, well, I'll ask Santa, and then your parents are like, it's not happening this year.
Yeah. Tooth Fairy killed Santa, sorry.
Tooth Fairy killed Santa, and you're like, that's the worst story I've ever. That's impossible. You're referencing two entities that don't even exist. Well, look here, children. The fight happened.
Yeah.
And if your Christmas dreams don't come out exactly right, it's because the Tooth Fairy murdered Santa Claus.
Yeah. If you're ever doubting that Santa Claus is real or not, no, he's real. He's just dead. The Tooth Fairy definitely murdered him.
That's true. Even if Santa, the original mythology of Santa is true, he's dead. The guy's dead.
Yeah.
He's not immortal. I don't think that's ever been an established thing. He's dead.
Yeah, real, but dead.
Really dead. Super dead now. Yeah, and the elves are immortal, and they just work tirelessly. And, you know, their life is pain because they're like, we make all these toys for children who will never see them. And they all throw them back into the pit, and it fuels the sort of furnace to make more toys. And they're just off going. If you ever find it, you'll find the Santa's workshop. You'll find two dead skeletons, and that's Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and then a whole bunch of elves that are just endlessly working on toys for no reason. And I think they'll attack you on sight.
Yeah, very, very much a la Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. You'll turn the little chair around and spoilers. He's like, that guy.
So if you loved this historical look at Santa Claus and not the mythology of him, but the history of Santa, please leave us. Yes. And please leave us. Give us a Christmas present. We've given you 52 Christmas presents this entire year that you've not asked for, but we've given them to you. But please give us one simple Christmas present of one 5-star review that says something like, wow, I love knowing that Santa's dead. It has just reestablished my love for the Christmas time and Christmas spirit. I am just overflowing with spirit knowing that Santa is real and dead.
Yes. Cut it, print it, perfect review. Thank you so much for leaving it in advance. Thank you so much. Amazing review. Love to see it. And we hope you have a good holiday. Happy Christmas. Merry holidays. Hanukkah. You got all the stuff sort of that 2-week span of December. We're just hitting it up right now. We're starting it off. This is the official, 12 days of Christmas. People are doing advent calendars, whatever. 20th, officially, the Look Mono script has officially, you were like, there's Christmas now. You thought it was the Thanksgiving parade where Santa shows up? It's right now.
Run downstairs, open all of your presents.
Rip them up.
Yeah.
It's the 20th. Be like, fuck you guys. I want my stuff now.
Yeah.
And then see if you got what you wanted. And if you didn't, the explanation is within this episode. So.
And even better, take one of your presents, throw it into the open roaring fire, and just watch it burn. Because
I don't think that many people have roaring fireplaces.
If you have a roaring fireplace, if not, go outside, siphon some gasoline out of your car, put it on the present, let it soak up, let the fumes come out just enough that it can ignite it. Then
you get the fun smell.
Yeah. Then let it burn, and then you have the gift of liberation from materials.
And that's truly what we're giving you here today, because again, this is a free podcast, and the only material that requires you to listen to it is some form of internet and listening device, like a headphone set, or I don't know, blast it on your computer speakers. Hey, let people know the true Christmas history is within this podcast. But either way, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Look Mono Script. We hope you tune in again next week for more pulp adventures.
Bye! Bye.